Hi, boys. Well, I've got a very sick fantasy for you today. Now, those of you that aren't into, like, gay or forced gay fantasies, I would probably click off. Just want you to know that before I got into this, but those of you who are bi, or even the ladies out there, you're gonna fucking love it. I promise. And don't forget, if you love it a lot, come join me over in the Pervert Paradise. discord.gg/pervertparadise. Come let me know how hard it got you. Alright, let's get started, shall we? Actually, before we get started, I do want to let you guys know that this is a part two to Secretly Depraved, and, well, I think you'll love to know more about this naughty girlfriend who's slowly brainwashing her pedo boyfriend. Let's check it out, huh? Let's get inside this sick, twisted bitch's brain, shall we? We'll do it together, after all. The brainwashing has been going great. I can even tell. He's even looking at little kids out in public. Boys, girls, mainly girls, but every time I look down at him, especially when we're in the grocery store line, I always see a bulge in his pants, and I can always tell he doesn't quite know why, since he is trained to forget about it after each session. It's really working like a charm. Pretty soon, I'll have the perfect pedophile boyfriend. It's been a couple months since we last tried something extreme, since I brought over that little girl. Let him have his way with her. Made him take her. It was a special gift. But today, I have something else planned. I'm bringing a little boy home with me from work, since I am a sixth grade teacher after all. This little one, he doesn't even know. He doesn't know what I have in store for him. Neither does my boyfriend. They're pathetically in the dark. We get out of my car and go inside the house. There he is, sitting at his desk, just being normal, not even knowing what to do. I bring the 11-year-old boy inside the house. I wait for my boyfriend to look up. He looks at me and the boy, surprised. The boy is actually quite willing. He doesn't really know exactly what's going to happen yet, but doesn't seem to mind. Pretty sure he's been abused before anyways. You can see it in their eyes when they've been touched. He's probably been touched a lot, and he's going to get touched again today. That's how I know he'll keep it quiet. That's how I know he won't tell anybody about this. He won't tell anyone about his secretly depraved teacher and her brainwashed boyfriend. He's gonna be the perfect pedo. Ah, us being pedos together is the best thing ever. I tell my boyfriend. I say, get the fuck up out of the chair. He looks at me confused. I say, come on now. I could tell he's getting nervous again, telling me how bad he feels about some of these things that have been happening lately, how he feels disgusted. I look at you. I go, you know what? No. You're fine. You're not. You shouldn't even be disgusted. After all, you're not going to remember it anyways. You know you want to be a nasty pedophile. The trigger phrase awakens him. He's ready. You're ready. I see it in your eyes that the switch has been flipped. I tell you. I said it has to happen. It has to. For me to be happy. For me to stay with you. You have to do this. You nod. Completely unable to resist. I tell you to touch him. I see that you're getting a bulge already. You know it. You know you want it. Come on. And I want you to tell me and the little boy that you're sorry for saying no at first. You look at me. You tell him you apologize. You continue stripping the little boy's clothes off. I really want you into a complete pedo. Not just any kind of pedo. But I want you to enjoy little girls and little boys like this one. Look at this tiny little 11-year-old cock. Isn't it cute? Come on, honey. I sit down in my chair and I start to watch and direct. Pour myself a glass of wine. I look over in your direction. Are you boys ready? Good. You're so easy to manipulate. You know that, sweetie? So fucking easy. Really, I mean, it's as easy as taking candy from a baby if you really think about it. You're gonna be the best child molester. The best child rapist. And now you're gonna become a faggot. Specifically a pedo fag. How about that? Oh, come on. Why don't you get down on your knees and suck that little boy's cock? Get him nice and hard. It's not quite as up as I would like it to be yet. You get down on your knees. I see you slip his little tiny cock in your mouth. Ah, it makes me so fucking hot to watch you. To watch you become the most disgusting, deplorable, depraved, fucking child rapist I'd ever seen. And now you're a faggot one as well. Now you're a gay pedophile. My sweet pedo fag. Come on, keep sucking him. Be a good little pedo cocksucker for me. Ah, what's his little 11-year-old cock taste like? Do Do you like that you're becoming a little boy lover now? Not just a little girl lover, but a little boy lover. I bet you love the way his cock tastes. His little 11-year-old cock with that clear pre-cum of his dripping down your throat. I mean, it's not like his little cock touched back your throat after all. He's just so young and soft. His beautiful blonde locks, gorgeous green eyes. I made sure to pick the cutest but poorest little boy in our class. I had to make sure he wouldn't talk as well. Of course I had to make sure. I always gotta make sure they're not gonna talk. Oh, yes. Make sure he's poor and cute enough. After all, you're gonna be the most perfect gay pedo boyfriend I could ever ask for. Now, you should have him get on top of you. Start sucking your cock. And taste his little penis again, won't you? Look at his little tiny penis. Ah, this is fucking amazing. Maybe after he sucks you, you guys should make out a little bit. Just taste each other's fucking cocks in your mouths. Ah, you know, honey, I've always been a pedo. Ever since my father molested me when I was like 4 years old. And I liked it. So I started doing it to other kids my age. Boys and girls, it didn't matter. And then as I grew, I wanted to turn out other boys. Luckily, I was blessed with a really hot body and big tits. Men are always chasing after me. So now every man I date, I corrupt. I make them a pedo. I make them little child rapists. And I make sure they know it's all for my enjoyment. They want to stay. They want to continue having a hot girlfriend. That's a teacher that their parents would never know is so fucked up. Yes, I threaten to tell their families even. I love being this way, sweetie. I see you're really getting down on that little boy's cock, aren't you? Oh, and he's getting so down on yours. You should go ahead and shove his face down harder. Really make him swallow the whole thing. Really make his 11-year-old mouth take that entire adult cock. Yeah, like that. Make him fucking choke on it. Yeah, and swallow his little boy pre-cum. A homosexual fucking pedo. Look at you. First it was little girls, and now it's little boys. I'm so fucking proud of myself. I am so fucking happy with myself. Now, I want you guys to kiss. I want you to taste each other's cocks on your mouths. Yeah, like that. Stick your tongue down his throat. Fuck. Look at you guys. Look at you. You're so fucking pathetic. Fucking pedophile faggots. You're just little faggots. Yeah, that's all you fucking are. Little gay cocksuckers. Queers. So many words for gay and faggot. So many words for pedo, child molester, child rapist, fucker. cum dumpster. Pedo cum dumpster. Ooh, and that's exactly what we should make this little boy be. Your pedo cum dumpster. Yes. I want you to get down and get his little ass ready. I want you to get his little ass ready for you. I want you to lick right where your cock is going to go inside of him. Give it a good lick. Yeah. Ooh, and maybe even have him lick yours a little bit too. How about that? Yeah. You feel his little mouth on it. His little mouth kissing your sweet little tot asshole. You guys look so fucking gay right now. Oh, you look so fucking gay. Like little queers. Ah, yes. Now, stop. You don't have to lick him anymore. But I do want you to bend over for my pedo boyfriend. Come on, little boy, you can do it. Spread open those little 11-year-old ass cheeks. Really let him get in there for a second. Really get his sweet, tot 11-year-old ass ready. Ah. Fuck. Yeah, stick it in there. Shove your fucking cock in now. Especially after your tongue's been all in there getting it ready, loosened up and wet. Fucking dripping with spit, 11-year-old ass. Fuck him. Fucking rape him. Rape that little boy for me. Yes, you really are a pedo rapist now. You're a little child rapist now. You're raping his little fucking 11-year-old ass. You're fucking it deep, aren't you? Thrusting in it as hard as possible. Practically knocking that little boy out almost. You're fucking him so hard. Are you getting fucking close? You getting close? You really are a fag. Especially if you think you're gonna come inside his little cum dump, pedo cum dump ass. No, I want you to come all over his sweet little face instead. Don't you dare come inside of him. Yeah, yes, yes. Take it out just like that. Ah. Get on your fucking knees, you little shit. Ah. Yeah, put your head on his cheek. Look at all that cum dripping out of your cock. All over that little 11-year-old's face. Ah, do you see his face? Dripped and covered in your fucking cum. Yes. Look how much you gave him. Look how much you fucking gave him. I go ahead and come over. I give the little boy a kiss on his cheek. Lick some of your cum off his face. Child rapist cum tastes so good. I came so much watching you two. Watching you become a pedo rapist. A child rapist. You're a good pedo boyfriend. And you are a great little boy lover. Oh, look at his little penis. All right. Get dressed. We'll return him now. and make sure he doesn't say a fucking word. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you enjoyed the little part two to that secretly depraved girlfriend. Yes. Don't worry, I'll be sure to post this everywhere I can. And I am posting most of my new audios now on arrowcast.me/Katie Starling. So that'd be arrowcast.me/Katie Starling. Or you can join my Discord server of discord.gg/pervertparadise and let me know what you think. Did you like it? Remember, this was actually a custom. I was given like a short description and then some trigger words. And of course, some acts that they wanted me to like mention in here. He had a lot of different acts he wanted me to go over though. I don't think I quite went over every single one of them, but I did my best. All right. I hope all of you guys enjoyed it as much as I did making it. And who this was for, I hope you enjoy it the most, of course. All right. Have a good day, guys. And remember, if you want to order your own custom, just come to the server, send me a message, we can do that. All right. Bye.